Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. The stories today were in Elgin newspapers on March 30th, 1921. A school of instruction in citizenship will be conducted by the Patriotic Education Committee, Daughters of the American Revolution, and the YWCA, in the YWCA, beginning April 30th. The Handbook of the Illinois Women's League of Voters will be used as a textbook. Injuries received while cranking the police department flivver sent Officer John Ron to Sherman Hospital today. It is believed that an operation will be necessary. Ron strained himself while attempting to start the department's automobile last Monday. Orders to start immediately with the manufacture of cement blocks for the erection of cottages for mentally disabled former servicemen were received by Dr. Ralph T. Hinton, superintendent of the Elgin State Mental Hospital, last night from Springfield. That Elgin is in need of cottages for its ex-servicemen is the statement of Dr. Hinton, who returned last night from Springfield. With the arrival of 10 more ex-servicemen yesterday, the total number of mentally disabled soldiers has reached 130. Beginning Thursday and continuing through the summer months, the Child Welfare Clinic will be opened from 1:30 to 5 o'clock in the afternoon on examination days. Dr. F. W. Griffith and Dr. F. A. Pingree will have charge of the clinic tomorrow, and children will be weighed and examined. The examinations will be held in the dispensary. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.